leaping over rocks and bushes and fallen trees, running through deep snow, and doing things no ordinary dog could have done. I flew down the canyon, leaped the water gap between the west pasture and the home pasture with a single bound, scrambled up an embankment, and lit out across the rolling prairie country, taking dead aim for headquarters. I could see it up ahead, maybe a mile away. A coil of white smoke was coming out of the chimney, which meant that Slim had thrown a couple of fresh logs and last Thursday's Ochiltree County Herald into the stove and was probably taking his dirty frying pan out of the icebox. If I could just get down close to the house, I could sound the alarm and old Slim would save my bacon. He'd come out the door in his red long johns and start blasting away with his pistol. If he didn't shoot me by mistake, I'd be home free. I glanced over my shoulder at the Coyote Nation. I had a good 50 feet of cushion, and I figured I could coast on into headquarters without any trouble. Them boys sure looked unhappy about the situation. I guess they was a little shocked by my incredible speed and unbelievable endurance. I turned my eyes back to the front and was very surprised to see four dogs lined up between me and the house. Buster, Muggs, and the other two gangsters. They were coming out to help me. Receiving help from calf murderers raised a few ethical questions in my mind, but none that I couldn't dispose of pretty quickly under the circumstances. I mean, dogs is dogs and coyotes is coyotes. And there's a certain bond that ties us dogs together when our brother is in danger, regardless of our moral, religious, ethnic, socio-economic. In other words, blood is thicker than coyotes. And when the chips are down, I don't remember the last part of the old saying. Say, I'm glad to see you guys. For some reason, Buster let out a wicked laugh.
You won't be for long, cow dog. I'm taking over this ranch.
Huh? Come to think of it, they didn't look too friendly. No, they sure didn't. That's why their teeth were showing, and their eyes sparkling with a murderous gleam. Hey, those guys weren't coming out to help me. They were coming out to get me.